Now we'll hear from Judge Stephen Jarr in the Administrative Director's Report.
Thank you, Chief. Good afternoon. The written report you have in your meeting materials provides a summary of the activities, programs, and services in which the AOC is engaged in service to the Council and the courts since the Council's last meeting. I'd like briefly to add to the Chief's comments regarding this year's Beyond the Bench conference in Anaheim. The success of the conference is a tribute to the broad vision of the branch to ensure procedural justice and to improve outcomes for the most vulnerable individuals and groups in our society. It's also a tribute to the leadership and staff of our CFCC, Center for Families, Children, and the Courts, Diane Nunn and Charlie Deppner, and their team for their outstanding commitment to developing and broadening the scope of Beyond the Bench over the last two decades to make it the largest multidisciplinary conference of its kind in our country. As with all such efforts, it takes talented, skilled, and committed individuals dedicated to public service to make it happen. This afternoon, in a deviation from my usual report, it is my great pleasure to recognize two such individuals who are retiring from public service with the Administrative Office of the Courts this month, and to present them with resolutions of commendation on behalf of the Judicial Council and the Administrative Office. Today is the last meeting at which the Judicial Council will have Nancy Spiro leading the meeting proceedings as head of Judicial Council Support Services. Nancy is retiring after more than a decade of public service with the Administrative Office. Following her move from the Legal Services Office for almost 9 years, she has done a tremendous job in supporting the Judicial Council in terms of its governance and business meeting processes. Nancy worked closely with the Executive and Planning Committee with Justice Huffman as chair and now Justice Miller as chair. Throughout this time, she has, with great professionalism, managed all aspects of the administration of Judicial Council and ENP meetings, assisted AOC staff in having well-prepared policy issues presented for decision at council meetings, managed the nominations and appointments process for the council and its advisory groups, as well as the new Judicial Council member orientation among many, many other duties. As I said yesterday evening at the reception in her honor, when things are operated well, organized thoughtfully, they go smoothly. And when things go smoothly, people don't notice. And so in many ways, it was easy not to notice the excellence of Nancy's service because Nancy administered the procedural side of council meetings deftly, skillfully, and with a quiet grace, which so typifies and so becomes selfless public service. So Nancy, we are in your debt. The Judicial Council and the public we serve has been indeed benefited by your fine service. We wish you and Norm every success and happiness in the future. And if I could invite you to come forward, we'd like to present you with our resolution.
Thank you all. It's really been a privilege to serve the Judicial Council these many years and to help you in making it work for you to make good policy decisions. We all care about the justice system in California, that it is fair and open and accessible to the people of California, and each of us tries to contribute in the way that we can, and that's what I've tried to do. Thank you.
I might add that I had a double loss with Nancy retiring, because not only did she serve the Judicial Council with distinction, she also served my condo association as president with distinction.
It wasn't in my script. Well, I'm on a roll. So, at the end of May, Mary Roberts shared with me her plans to retire following 13 years of public service with the administrative office, the last six, as chief counsel to this body. In her role as chief counsel, Mary has overseen the provision of a range of first-class legal programs and services to improve the statewide administration of justice and benefit the public we all serve. An attorney at law for 32 years, Mary joined the AOC in 2001 after 20 years in the private practice of law. She first served as supervising attorney to lead the newly established labor and employment unit of what is now the Legal Services Office to meet the broad labor and employment law needs of our branch. She was subsequently promoted to managing attorney, then assistant general counsel, and then general counsel in 2006. Mary has worked closely over those years with the judicial counsel, with trial and appellate court leaders, with the administrative office, and other justice system partners to provide high-quality, effective legal services for the branch. Under her leadership, the Legal Services Office has been recognized for its excellent advice and representation in the areas of litigation management, court administration, labor and employment, transactions and business operations, real estate, of course, support of the Judicial Council, direct support of eight of its advisory committees, and indirect support of many others. The Council, the AOC, and the courts are truly fortunate to have had the benefit of Mary's great experience, her tremendous knowledge of the law, and her expert legal analysis. I know of my own knowledge that in this last year, problems have arisen which we never needed to bring to your attention because we summoned Mary, and she and her fine colleagues assisted us in sorting them out and resolving them in an appropriate way without maturation into something that warranted the council's concerns. So I can tell you that the wise counsel that we received from Mary is deeply appreciated indeed. The resolution, which will be provided to Mary in a moment, contains a final paragraph which I'd like to read. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Judicial Council of California and the Administrative Office of the Courts commend the achievements of Mary M. Roberts and express our pride in and sincere gratitude for the standard of excellence she established for service to the judicial branch during a period of unprecedented judicial reform and expansion of court services to the people of California, and for her leadership of the Legal Services Office and recruitment and development of talented staff who will perpetuate her standard of excellence long after her retirement. We join together in wishing her every success and happiness for the future. The resolution is, of course, signed by our chief on behalf of the council and by myself on behalf of her colleagues at the administrative office. Before I invite Mary to come forward, for those of you who may not know, she is from Hawaii. And over the years, I'm told that staff celebrations at the Legal Services Office have featured Hawaiian themes reflecting her rich heritage. And so I think it is appropriate to conclude on a similar note. Mary, on behalf of the Judicial Council and the Administrative Office of the Courts, mahalo and aloha.
Let me just take one moment and say my comments from this spot because I'm so comfortable speaking to you all from this position as opposed to in front of the seal. It really has been my privilege to serve the public through your staff agency, the Administrative Office of the Courts, and to work with council members and presiding judges and court execs and our justice partners, and especially with the talented and dedicated staff of the Legal Services Department and of all the offices of the AOC. Shortly before I joined the AOC, the council had tasked the AOC's legal department with providing comprehensive legal services to the trial courts. And building the capacity to do that has been very challenging, but also so very rewarding, both professionally and personally. And I really appreciate having had that opportunity. Over the years, as the AOC has taken on new challenges and new responsibilities, it has been been exhilarating for the Legal Services Department to provide the legal support necessary to make those to overcome those challenges and to do what the council had directed us to do. Just one example is the George Duke Majan Long Beach Courthouse, which was recently the opening of which was recently celebrated. I was congratulating the AOC project manager about that wonderful new courthouse the other day, and joked with him. And this is the first public-private partnership in California, if not in the U.S., in terms of building a courthouse. So I was joking with him that when people come to that wonderful new courthouse, what they don't say is, "What fantastic legal work." But fantastic legal work and fantastic other work behind the scenes are so important and necessary to accomplish these things. So working mostly behind the scenes is what your lawyers do. And I have truly enjoyed the opportunity to lead the legal department these many years, and I am so pleased to pass the baton to Debbie Brown, who was here before I came, and to, as Judge Jarr said, keep supporting the ongoing efforts by our legal staff and all of the staff of the AOC. Again, thank you so much for your recognition. Thank you. Aloha oi.
Chief, that concludes my report.
That was a spectacular report.